That is a complementary benefit that comes to you each time you put your hands to work. If you note through this series, I've not particularly focused on particular work and all that. I've talked about work on the general. So work here could also relate with doing something that you may not necessarily be earning an income from. But each time you put your hands to work and at the end of it, you see that you have created value, it makes you feel useful. Work gives you work helps you to create value. That means work gives you a sense of purpose, fulfilling purpose, a sense and confidence that you are not useless to your community. Amen. Now, going back to the scripture we read, it said, let that brother who stole steal no more. At the point where he was stealing, he was useless to space. He was useless to whatever, however, and all that. He was probably not committing his, he was not committing his hands to work in order to create value. So he was useless. Work takes you from that point of feeling useless to the point where you are creating value that people can look at and look upon and appreciate. Amen. Number two is that, now it's an offshoot of the first one, because you're creating value, then you are fulfilled. You are fulfilled. That is, it brings, work brings you joy and satisfaction. It produces in you a healthy pride that inspires confidence. When you put your hands to work and you see the value you have created, you see that out of nothing you have made something, or you see that you have turned a mess into a good business, you have created value out of what is or what ought to be a mess. If you remember the first message, talked about how, you know, most times work is created or is it emanates from problem situation. So there's a problem and you see it and you solve it and you put your hands, maybe your sitting room is dirty and you clean it up. That is work. That is, you have, once you've done that and you created value, there is a feeling that comes on the inside, which is this feeling of fulfillment, this feeling of satisfaction. Oh, this feeling that, oh, it looks good. When God created, after each creation that God made, he came and he's, oh, and Bible says, and he saw that it was good. The same way when you have done work, you see that it is good. It brings out this satisfaction in you. Paul was able to boast about in this way, that when he would say, and say the works, when he talked about not wanting men to make a boast out of their giving towards him, and he was able to say, and with these hands of mine, I've been able to do some work and feed myself and those whom the Lord has put with me. What gives you this feeling of fulfillment? You move beyond that point of being useless to being at the point where you are fulfilled. You feel a sense of satisfaction. It produces in you a healthy pride that inspires confidence. You don't walk watching your back. You watch confidently, knowing that you have done good work and that because of the good work you have done, you don't feel a sense of being useless. You feel confident. You feel useful. You feel this self-worth upon your life. You feel like there is something you are contributing to your generation or to your community or to the people around you that makes you needed. It builds your self-pride, self-confidence. It builds your sense of fulfillment and satisfaction when you walk. The man who stole, and once he started walking and walking with his hands good, everybody knows that when a man is stealing, he's always watching his back. Growing up, when I took my mom's 10 kobo, 20 kobo, those times, you know, it's those times when they call you, when mommy calls, you feel, she has found out. You feel that something has gone wrong. Oh, your head just first glowed, boom, and all that. Then she asks for something else. Then you feel relaxed again. Then she calls again. You feel she has discovered. In the same way, when a man is walking right, doing right, knows that he has done what he ought to do, has committed his hands to work, what you feel is confidence, self-confidence. What gives you that hair of confidence that keeps your head high? That head of confidence that helps you have this self, you know, this pride that I have done right. Amen. Hallelujah. So the third point I'll make is that work gives you an opportunity of financial blessing, that is an opportunity to generate income. Paul will tell the brother, let the brother who steals to stop stealing, but rather that he should walk with his hands, a work that is good, that he may be able to give. It suggests to us that because he walks, that he gets some financial blessings. He gets some financial blessing. And I know that we all know this and can attest to this. I wouldn't want to dwell so much on this because it said a number of things about it in the first part of this message. You know, work is a platform. It is a means in which God is able to bring financial blessings your way. That is because you are doing something and you have created value. That is what people are going to pay for. Because you have created value, you have made people see what you do and a reason to do it. You have made people see the value you created. People will come after the value and will pay for such a value. Bible talks about how it is clearly important that we recognize the place of creating value, and as we create value, it comes with financial blessing. When you do something exceptionally or outstandingly that people are not doing, people will come and ask you for it, and people will pay for it. At the meeting last week, Ms. Tosin talked about someone who used to be a face, what do you call them? Who does face painting? Hallelujah. Facials, hallelujah. You know, during the COVID-19 period, and there was no opportunity, nobody was painting their faces because they were not going out. She thought of something else. She created value by making a father stew and some vegetable and moi moi. And because of the value created, and she puts it out there for people to see, people started going after it. And because they go after it, she's able to generate financial benefit. The reason why you are being paid at work is because you are adding value to the system, because you are working. Amen. So if, and the reason why you're probably paid more or lower is probably because of the kind of value you're providing. Hallelujah. So work gives you an opportunity to have financial blessing. That is, God is able to bless the works of your hands through work, because you work. An example of Peter is there, where he was found working, fishing, and when the time came, God, Jesus told him, cast your net, and he caught a mighty load of fish that I believe must have brought a lot of financial income to the family business. Maybe not directly to Peter, but it is in the place of work, or work is one of the places in which God can bless you financially. Amen. And I'll just move quickly to the next point, which is the fourth one. Work gives you an opportunity to give. Hallelujah. Work gives you an opportunity to give. And it is an offshoot of the first one. When you are blessed financially, you have, not necessarily that you have an abundance, but you have something that you are able to give. When you have nothing, there is nothing to give. But because you are working and something is coming in, you can plan to give out of what you have. When you prosper financially through work, you are able to give to others. Tell those who stole to steal no more, but they should work with their hands what is good, that they may be able to give to others. It did not particularly speak of whether the person who is giving has come to the place or to the point where he has in abundance and excess. But what work has done is that he has given him an opportunity to have, no matter how little, and is able to give as well. When Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he described giving as grace. He says this grace also, how that they have excelled in every other grace. And he now listed that he would like that he excel in this grace also. It is when you are working and something is coming to you that you can give out of it. Part of what was taught at the earlier part of this year is a place whereby you can plan your income. You can plan your income, and as the money comes, and even Corinthians, in the book of Corinthians, it teaches us how they were taught to set something apart at the beginning of the week, so that when they come, they would have gathered everything. It's not until when they come, they start rushing, but a plan towards a giving. But that is one of the things what gives us an opportunity to do. When we have worked, we have an opportunity of financial blessing, or whatever blessing at all. Out of it, we are also able to give. And like we know, and as it has been taught, when you give, God is also able to give back to you. Bible says, he that sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he that sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. So you are able to give. So do not look at what you have and say, it's still too small for me. Once you have an income coming out of thanksgiving, see it as another occasion, an opportunity to give. And as you give, God is also able to give back. Corinthians talks about how God is able. He says, he that gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater is able to supply both. That is, he's able to supply a seed, another source of growth and income, and is also supply bread. That is the immediate that you eat, and is able to supply that which you will plant and will grow. Work gives you an opportunity to give. Hallelujah. So I'll quickly run through two more points which I'd like you to listen to, carefully. Listen to very well. Work increases your influence. Work increases your influence. That's number five, I believe. Your ability to create and recreate places you in a position of influence. That is, your ability to do something well and do it again. Well, do it, you know, recreate it. Places you in a position of influence, a position of authority, whereby you are an authority figure in that area. Amen. So it gives you this level of influence, such an influence, it gives you this level of influence. You want to dispute that, then